The WPHM Morning Show continues with Paul Miller on 1380 WPHM.
Oh, life is but a vacation if you're in the travel business. Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where you been?
Oh, I was on a cruise out of Baltimore last week. Supposed to go to Bermuda, but as everyone knows, there was a hurricane. So the unique thing about a cruising, they don't care. They will retake you somewhere else.
Yeah, that's right.
They took us south to Nassau, Grand Turk, and their private island, and we had a wonderful time, my daughter and I.
Nice, nice. Out of Baltimore, so you left from Baltimore.
Yeah, they have a port in Baltimore, New Jersey, New York. They have a couple of them that take you either to Bermuda or down south.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, it was an hour flight, super easy to get to the port, and it was very, very convenient. I was really excited about how it all went through.
Yeah, it's got to be. It would be interesting, I think, you know, of course, it's still, you know, for all intents and purposes, summer. But I would think another time of year would be interesting because you would see and feel the weather change as you move.
Yes. And a funny story about that is I met a couple on the cruise. They've been on like six cruises. And they always go out of the East Coast. And they are doing that in December. They're going out of New York City in December. And they're going down to the Bahamas. And I'm like, well, how do you pack for that? He goes, well, you stay inside. He says, you get on the ship, and then you stay, you know, there's casinos and bars and theaters and all this stuff. There's so much to do. And they said they just stay inside while it's chilly, and then as you get down, it's warm.
That's one thing about traveling, that when you're changing climates, that always surprised me, whether you're driving or flying. And I've done this, you know, you get in the car and it's cold.
Yeah.
And then you drive south and you're in the car for long enough that once you get out of the car, it's warmer and it's humid. And it's like, what happened? It's summer all of a sudden.
It's crazy. You know, they said they live close. They happen to live in Maryland. So they're going to drive to New York and stay. So it's easy for them.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? We're going for a 10-day. Oh, they're actually going to the Panama Canal.
Okay.
So it's going to be a nice 10-day trip for them.
Well, the nice thing about a cruise is, you know, sometimes, you know, you care about where you're going, if it's Hawaii or Alaska or somewhere that you really want to see that area. But then sometimes it's just, hey, get me somewhere warm, put me on a boat, and, you know, if you run into bad weather and you have to go somewhere else, who cares? You're on a cruise ship.
You know what? And that was the whole thing. It was like, when they said we weren't going to Bermuda, yes, you're disappointed, because when you go to Bermuda, you get to actually stay on the island for 3 days and park, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
And I was looking forward to that. But you know what? When you hear that there's this hurricane coming in and it's pouring rain when you arrive in Baltimore and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what's this week going to be like? When they said it'll be sunny the rest of the week, I'm like, hey, that was great. We had a great time. We enjoyed the beaches on the two islands. You're supposed to go to three.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's another thing. The captain's like watching the weather constantly. And he says, you know what? We're going to miss Freeport. We're going to go north and go around the hurricane. And we're like, okay, smooth sailing. No rough weather. It was really nice. And I'll tell you, I haven't been on a real cruise in a while. And I was pleasantly surprised.
Which cruise line?
I was on Carnival Cruise.
Okay.
Which is the low end of the cruise lines. It's kind of like the one that everyone tries first because it's affordable. And I was nervous that the service wouldn't be as good or whatever. The food was excellent. Service was wonderful. My daughter kept saying, Mom, you just seem so surprised. And I'm like, you know what? I was.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to insult Carnival, but you know, when you're selling a Carnival cruise for $600 a person, you're wondering for 7 days, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely went through the drink package with people. I talked to a lot of, you know, returning cruisers and got a lot of information and a lot of knowledge. And you know, they just love it. I guess once a cruiser, always a cruiser.
You know, you hear that time and time again. People love doing it, for, you know, because it's a nice way to travel and relax. And you meet other people, too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know people that have been on cruises that have met other couples that now they travel with.
And, they cruise with.
Yeah.
Exactly. We met a couple couples, and it was very nice. It was just my daughter and I. And we just had a great time with them, getting to know them. And actually, we're going to exchange numbers. And my daughter, you know, she's all excited because whatever.
It Great was way just, to make new friends.
It is. It was a lot of fun, and I'm really happy that I did it, and I'm glad to say that I'm back saying, Okay, I can do that, and yeah. I can explain how to do it.
How far in advance do you need to plan a cruise?
It's funny. I always say, especially Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, I would do it at least a year in advance. The reason for that is because you want the cabin you want. Mm-hmm. And there's so many promotions along the year. One thing about cruising is that if you book it, like, let's say in January, and you're going in December, let's say, if it goes in on sale, we can reduce the price. It's not like you're set in stone, mm-hmm. you know, other than the airfare, which you want to book early enough to get that at a good price too, your price could go down. I mean, mm-hmm. I met people that booked for $609 for the week, and I met people that booked for $13 and their price had gone down a little bit. So it's really, you can do a last minute winter cruise. The only thing is that a lot of these people were driving to Baltimore. It's the airfare you have to worry about if you book last minute. You know, it could be expensive.
All right, very good. If you are thinking about a cruise, St. Clair Travel can help you plan that, right?
Of course. Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.